Welcome to Flagler in Focus. I'm your host, Karen Callahan, bringing you stories from the people shaping life here in Flagler County, from our coastline to our countryside and all the marshland in between. And we are here today with Ainsley Renke, our coastal engineer for Flagler County. Good morning, Ainsley.
Good morning, Karen.
And she's here to give us an update on our beaches. So I'm going to just send it to you, Ainsley. So we've been talking a lot in the county about our beach restoration and renourishment efforts. So if you can start with maybe a real quick background on it before we get into our beach update.
Absolutely. So Flagler County has 18 miles of coastline. And just a little bit of background here, after Hurricane Matthew in 2016, we started to see accelerated erosion along the coastline. Flagler County had typically been a pretty stable coastal environment for a long time. But after Matthew, we had a series of storms. We had Irma, then we had Dorian, then we had Ian and Nicole in 2022. And so the 18 miles of coastline was severely eroded, what we call sediment starved. And so there was no natural way that these beaches were going to be able to replenish themselves. That's when we started getting into the coastal management and coastal restoration business. The first project that the county took on was a small dune restoration project after Matthew. FEMA was a funding partner in that, and we used some TDT funds for that as well.
What's TDT?
Tourist Development Tax dollars. We're not a huge tourist county like St. John's County or Volusia to our south. So we are limited in those funds there. Luckily, we've been able to partner with FEMA, the Army Corps of Engineers in our recent project that we just did last year. So let me talk about that project.
Okay.
So the Army Corps of Engineers has been looking at Flagler County, and they've basically looked at the entire county in the city of Flagler Beach, and they realized south of the pier is what they call extremely eroded area that they felt like the federal government, it would meet all the federal government criteria. And so at that point in their feasibility study, it had to go through Congress to get authorized and funded. That took several years, actually about 20 years, honestly, since the feasibility study was first authorized. But that project finally came to fruition last year, and it's what we call Reach One in our beach management plan.
So that's the southernmost part of our coast.
Yeah, so the project was basically from the Flagler Beach Pier all the way down to Gamble Rogers.
Okay.
So it was 3.5 miles. And if anyone has been out there after the project was completed last August, you would see that the beach, which was basically non-existent and had a revetment there, is now a 19-foot high dune, very wide dune with lots of vegetation, and then there's a wide beach in front of it. And the key here is that this is called beach renourishment and not just dune restoration.
Okay.
So the Army Corps and FDEP, when they're our funding partner, they prefer to do beach restoration, because if you only build a dune, then the water's just going to come right across that low-lying beach right up to the dune and erode it. So you need to build a beach, a wide beach in front of the dune. So the waves need to be breaking on the beach on a regular basis, right? Even during king tides. The water should never impact the dune until you get a large coastal storm like a hurricane. Hurricane impacts. So that's how it's designed.
Well, it's not even, was there something I recall, like equilibration also that occurs when you nourish the beach and you
yeah, that's true.
Can you explain what that is?
Sure. Equilibration became a buzzword after they finished the project. And what that is when you build a beach nourishment project, you build what they call advanced fill. So if you went out there right after they constructed this with the offshore sand and the dredge, you would see about a 300-foot wide beach.
Okay.
It was as wide as a football field, basically. So they built it so that some of that sand, when the waves are impacting it, gets pushed a little bit offshore into the near shore and fills in that deeper area that's underwater.
So is it like a sandbar it kind of builds? Or not quite a sandbar, but
Yeah, I mean, naturally it ends up building sandbars. So okay. you basically take a steep slope and turn it into a more gentle slope out mm-hmm. there under where the water is. And that causes the waves to break further offshore.
Okay.
Away from the beach.
Okay, excellent. Mm-hmm. So that's Reach One. So that was the southernmost part of our county. What were the next steps after that?
Right. And so we also have state funding, and mm-hmm. That's going to be FDEP and FDOT
okay.
to continue that same type of beach nourishment project using the dredge and mm-hmm. offshore sand. And we'll tie into where the Army Corps project left off, and we'll go 5.5 miles north all the way right past Varn Park.
Okay.
And we do have the funding, like I said. We're about to put that project out to bid very soon. And we'll be working with our contractor to try to get that built as soon as possible.
Okay. So that would be the Reach 2 then. What are we doing currently? I know you're constantly out on our coast surveying and dealing with our projects. So
I am.
Yeah.
Right? Because the goal is to restore the whole 18 miles.
Exactly.
So with the Reach 1, which is 3.5 miles, and the Reach 2, which will be 5.5 miles, at mm-hmm. least we've covered 9 miles. So we've covered half the coastline.
Okay.
Now we do intend to
do dunes. All right. Do dunes.
Yes. Where we have a permit to build dunes only, which is going to be north of Varn Park all the way up to Marineland. We are currently working on a permit with our, consultants, Moffitt and Nickel.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be working through all of the requirements that go into permitting a beach nourishment project.
Okay.
Where there's hard bottom.
What's that? What's hard bottom?
So hard bottom is a term that we use in, you know, coastal engineering, coastal processes, that it's basically rock that creates a habitat.
Okay.
And hard bottom habitats are protected.
Okay.
By the National Marine Fisheries. And so we have to go through all of the, I don't want to call it red tape, but, you know, all of the environmental requirements.
Yeah.
So that we minimize our impact.
Yes.
To those habitats. A lot of people say, well, they used to be covered up and then now they're uncovered. Why can't we just cover them back up?
Mm-hmm.
But once you have that hard bottom exposed and it becomes a habitat, then it is protected.
So, okay.
Yeah, we don't want to impact a productive habitat.
Exactly. Okay, so what are we currently, are we doing some dune projects then in the meantime?
Right. And so recently Congressman Fine was here, did a press conference, and he talked about how he was able to secure that funding for us. It was a little like he said, it was caught in the vortex of Washington, D.C.
Yeah.
So we did get that final obligated project now, which will extend from River to Sea all the way down through Malacompra.
Okay.
That'll be a approximately $10 million dune restoration project that FEMA pays 75% of that. FDEM, Department of Florida Department of Emergency Management, will pay 12.5%, and the county will pay 12.5% on that project. Again, that's a nice long stretch of building an emergency dune, which is what FEMA funds.
Keyword, emergency dune.
Correct.
Okay.
And then the state and the county have come together to finish that emergency dune mm-hmm. where the FEMA project is leaves off, right? The southern boundary of Malacompra
mm-hmm.
and take it all the way down to Varn Park to interface where our Reach 2 Beach Nourishment Project will be.
Okay. So, but the dunes are extremely important, but we kind of still need that, the renourishment, like you said earlier, to extend, to protect the dunes at
Correct.
The end of the day. So...
Correct. And that's why we're working with our consultant to get the permit to build the beach in front of the dune.
Mm-hmm.
It just won't be until about 2027 until we're able to do that.
And why are dunes so important?
Well, dunes are important because that's your buffer between the ocean waves and the infrastructure on the land.
Mm-hmm.
It's basically a big surplus of sand that the ocean has to eat away during a storm before it gets to the homes, the roads, the utilities. When that buffer is breached, as we've seen in past hurricanes, that allows the water to flow in and then it'll start to flood storm drainage. You know, foundations of homes can get damaged. So we really absolutely need to have that buffer, that dune, to protect during storms.
Okay. And are there any other environmental considerations when we're either with dune restoration or beach nourishment? You did mention the hard bottom. Is there any other environmental?
Well, I will say that, you know, when we build the dunes, we do plant native vegetation for that area.
Oh, okay. Was that sea oats or?
Sea oats, bitter panic grass, morning glory, which is like the railroad vine that grows, sunflowers, dune sunflowers.
And
yeah, so we try to stabilize the dune by planting these native plants there. And we also are creating, you know, an ecosystem.
Mm-hmm.
It's an important ecosystem. We have endangered species that use the dune habitat, like the gopher tortoise mm-hmm. that we have here in Flag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and so we're restoring habitat there that's been lost. And then through your beach nourishment, you're creating a large habitat for nesting sea turtles.
Oh, absolutely. We're I don't know if we're toward the end, but we're definitely in the midst of sea turtle season. So
that's right.
Nesting season.
Yep. So the more beach you have, the more room they have.
Awesome. Well, are there any other updates that you'd like to share?
Okay, so we have some fact sheets out on our website.
Okay, we'll drop the link in the comments or what have you.
Yep. And so each reach 1 through 4 will have information about the projects that will be ongoing in that certain reach area.
Okay, and that's constantly being updated.
I try to keep it updated as much as I can.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning and giving us a quick project update.
Well,
your work
you.
Is very important and we appreciate you.
Thank you.
Well, thank you so much. All right, everybody, that's it for now. Until next time.